Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is God good or not?
Good.
Is He good?
Yes.
Is He in you?
Yes.
Then what else?
Good
is in me. Because
yes.
God is in me.
Yes.
And God's good.
Yes.
So good is in me.
Yes.
Jesus said, John 15:4, He said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine.
Yes.
Is He the vine?
Yes.
You are the branches.
Yes.
What are we connected to? What kind of vine are we connected to?
Yes.
Oh, friend, we need revelation in this area.
Yes.
It's not about me.
Right.
It's about what I'm joined to. It's not about me, it's not about what's in my head, it's not about my flesh, it's about what my heart is connected to.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm a born again branch.
Yes, sir.
Off of the vine of eternal life. And the life that's in the vine flows to and through the branches. What's in Him is in me. The life that's in Him is in me. I'm not the source of it. I'm just connected to it. I'm not generating it. I'm just receiving it and yielding to it. But what we got to learn is how to let it flow. Let it flow unrestricted, unhindered through us until it flows out of us and produces fruit, good fruit, fruit that remains, fruit that changes things, changes people for the good. Why? Good fruit. Coming through a good branch? Because the branch is connected to the good vine.
Yes.
Good vine's connected to the good branch. Good branch produces some good fruit. Somebody say, good, 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 good. He said, I am the vine. Verse 5. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him. Abide means stay in, dwell in, live in. We don't just want to check in with the Lord for a few minutes on Sunday morning.
That's right.
We want to live in an awareness of our connection, our union with Him.
Yes.
Live with that awareness.
Yes.
Night and day.
Yes.
Abide in Him, stay in Him, live in Him. And I, He abides in me and I in Him. Come on, sit out loud. I am in Him and He is in me. Come on, sit out loud.
I am in Him
and He is in me. Is He good?
Yes.
All good. Only good. Source of good. Then say it like this.
I am in good
and good is in me. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Romans 11:16 says, if the first fruit is holy, the lump is holy. If the root be holy, so are the branches. Are we reading the Bible? This is not just man's theory and opinion. Say it out loud.
If the root's holy,
so are the branches.
If the root's
good,
if the root's
life,
so are the branches.
So are the branches. So are the branches. So are the branches. So are the branches. So are the branches. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Go to Galatians 5, and I'm going to read a couple of scriptures to you on the way. The enemy is continually trying to convince you that you are not good. That's why it got so quiet in here earlier.
Yes.
Talking about good fruit comes from a good heart, bad comes from a bad.
Yes, sir.
People get quiet and they go, well, I've done some bad stuff.
Yes, that's right.
That mean I'm bad. No. It means you've chosen to connect to some wrong things. Instead of staying connected to the root, the divine root that you're born again of. And thank God for the mercy of the Lord and the cleansing of the blood. But you and I need to realize what we are. Who we are, what we are, what our nature is. And quit focusing so much on the outside. Man, the Spirit of God saying that to us. He said it to us Friday night, right?
Yes.
He's saying it to us over. Quit focusing on the outside.
Right.
Why? This is where the bad is out here.
Right.
I don't want to be connected to that.
No.
I don't want to get drawn in, pulled into that. I don't have to. I can be connected, abide in Him. Live in Him. And you need to resist the devil. The devil will continually try to tell you you're bad. You want to be good, but you're not. You just need to admit what you are. You're bad. He'll bring bad thoughts to you. And then accuse you for thinking.
That's right.
You talk about a sorry cuss.
That's right.
He will. He will. He'll bring evil stuff to you, bad thoughts to you, get you to dwell on it if you'll yield to it, and then he'll say, look at you. Supposed to be a Christian. Supposed to be a Christian. Sitting there thinking that. You must be perverted. You must be evil. You must be bad. You're a bad person. And he pushes parents to say things like this to their children. You're bad kids. Just because a kid did something bad, you don't want to identify them as bad.
Right.
They did something dumb because they yielded to something bad. But the enemy, you do not want to side in with the enemy telling them why. Because he is bad to the core. He's made his choice forever. He's never going to be good again. God made him good. He can look back and see, but he made his choice. And he's never going to be good again. And you and I, even though we yielded to bad and sin and wages of sin was death, we've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. And even though we had bad in us, we had death in us, our inner man has become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things. Old things, all that old, bad, evil, inner nature is gone. It has been passed away and all things have become new, and these new things are of God, and if they're of God, they are good. So what God made you and I inside in the new birth is of God, which means it is all good and only good.
Amen.
Now if we will yield to that, that's Him on the inside, good will come out of us.
Yes.
We'll talk good, we'll do good, good fruit will be born. If we ignore that and suppress that, and yield to what we're seeing and hearing and feeling out here, you'll yield to bad and produce bad. But if you're born again, that's not your nature. That's why it bothers you if you do it. If it was your nature, it wouldn't bother you. You'd think, this is it. This is the thing. If it was your nature. The reason it bothers you when you do something wrong is because it's not your nature. It's contrary to your nature as a child of God. Come on, somebody say, evil's not my nature.
I've made mistakes.
I've done bad things. But it's not my nature.
It's not my desire.
It's not my will. God made me. He recreated me, and everything that God makes is good. I about preached myself happy here. Why wouldn't you be happy about this? Is it true or not? Romans 15:13. You're going to Galatians. Romans 15:13, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to admonish one another. Somebody say, we are filled with goodness. What does it mean to be full of the Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit good? Full of God, then you'd be full of good. Philemon 5:6-7. This is the verse the Lord gave us for our Faith for Life classes. He said, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every failure that you've made in life. By the acknowledging of how short you have come of the glory of God. And how pitiful of a failure that you are. Now, why am I saying this? For centuries, the enemy has influenced the ministry. Come on, are you listening? That being godly was basically focusing on and wallowing in our sinfulness. Our sinfulness. I'm nothing. I'm such a failure. But Jesus. Well, that sounds good to people that don't know any better. But we are not told to continually acknowledge failure. And sin. And shortcoming. If you make a mistake, you need to come to the Lord and acknowledge it and receive your forgiveness, and then you need to forget it. Come on, did I lose somebody? You need to put it behind you and focus on every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.